Hi, everyone, and welcome to Technology's very first episode. We are your co-hosts, Megha Jan
and Sarah Tran,
and we'll be spilling the hottest tea on emerging tech trends in both technology and business. But first, I think you guys should actually get to know who we are as people. So I'll be introducing my co-host, Sarah Tran. Sarah is a Bezos Scholar, an Ivy Diploma recipient, and she has literally addressed the United Nations General Assembly. So I'm sure you guys can imagine what kind of an amazing person she must be to have accomplished all of that by the young age of 18. She's also studying international business and engineering entrepreneurship this upcoming year at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. But those are just her credentials. The thing I like about being Sarah's friend over the past 3 years is her amazing personality. She's honestly one of the most magnetic and charismatic people I have ever met. And literally anyone who meets her instantly falls in love. She's also a visionary and super ambitious, and she knows exactly how to get stuff done. Like, if you put Sarah Tran on a project, it's going to get done flawlessly in the next few months, if not the next few weeks. So yeah, there's so much more to this awesome person, but I think that briefly sums it up.
Thank you so much for the amazing introduction, Megha. And just to talk about some of your accomplishments and your future plans, Megha has a patent-pending water-saving device called Switch It, and she's also created the Science Fair, STEM Expo, Research Club at her school, and in her time in high school, she's also become a three-time national qualifier for speech and debate. In this upcoming fall, she'll be studying electrical engineering, computer science, and business administration in Berkeley's MET program, which stands for Management, Entrepreneurship, and Technology. But as a whole, when I think of Megha as a person, as a friend, and honestly as the leader of technology and business in the 21st century, I think of her as someone who is undeniably optimistic, an amazing executor and hustler, and someone who's just so compassionate. So it's such an honor to have this podcast with you, Megha.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And honestly, that is exactly how I feel about you. Thank you for that very generous introduction. But yeah, I think I'll get right into this round of questions. So we actually received this first question from an audience member on our Instagram. Shameless self-promo. You guys should go ahead and follow us at technology.podcast on Instagram. But yeah, she asked, what inspired you to start this podcast?
To me, the reason why I wanted to start this podcast was because I think there's this huge misconception when it comes to technology and business, that it's only about profitability and scale and making money. But at my core belief, from my experiences and from what I've learned throughout this time, you know, being 18 years old, I realized that it's not just about profit. It's about creating a real impact on people and providing a voice to people who haven't necessarily been heard in these fields. To pass it off to you, Megha, what would you say is the thing that inspired you to join this podcast with me?
Yeah, so just to let our audience know, Sarah is actually the one who gave me a call and was like, hey, do you want to do this podcast with me? And usually I take some time to consider whether this project is really for me and whether I have enough time. But with this offer, I just couldn't say no. So I immediately jumped on it and said, yes, yes, yes. And I think it's because of all of the things that, you know, Sarah said, we like using technology and business as a mechanism for achieving social impact rather than, you know, the sole thing that we're focused on. And we're also two women of color, and representation really matters. So I think we're really bringing a fresh perspective to this entire conversation.
And on that note, Megha, I wanted to ask, this is probably a question you're going to get a lot anyways, but do you think there was a specific moment that you realized you wanted to pursue techpreneurship?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. there are definitely were a lot of moments, but I think the one that really stuck out, I was always interested in technology, specifically artificial intelligence and using it for green tech applications. But I realized that business was something I would like to pursue as well when I was in fourth grade. Now, I didn't realize this on my own. It was mainly my fourth grade teacher who helped me, but we were doing an annual business competition. And basically, I didn't put down any of my wanted positions as you know, being the leader of the group. I didn't think I could be the leader of the group I was in, but my fourth grade teacher made me their leader and the CEO of our mini business with four people anyway. And I think that was really a turning point for me. We were making these cards that basically turned into fridge magnets as well. And that entire business competition and winning it made me realize that this is something I want to do for the rest of my life. But yeah, with that childhood memory, I want to turn that on you. Do you think there was a specific moment you realized you wanted to pursue techpreneurship?
Yeah. And on my end, I definitely had my, you know, epiphany or realization moment a little bit later on. I knew I was interested in technology and business. I just never knew exactly how to phrase it or if I was exactly interested in the intersection. But I think there was just one really pivotal moment when I had the opportunity to meet Rana El-Khaloubi, the CEO of Affectiva, an emotion-based AI company, this past summer as part of being a Bezos scholar. And when I had a conversation with her, I talked to her about some of my research in computational linguistics at the time, which was actually, you know, sponsored by our very own science fair. So thank you once again, Megha, for that. But I was basically talking to her about technology on one side. But I guess being able to talk to someone who has so much experience in the field, who was a real business leader and who was dealing with ethical implications and business and legal issues, as well as, you know, how do you start from the beginning? How do you raise funding? Was something that was just so, you know, so interesting to me. And from then on, I think that was really the moment that I realized that it is through business and technology, when they are combined, that ultimately gives them this super significant impact on impacting real human lives.
Yeah, that was honestly such a beautiful story. And I loved the takeaway. It was so eloquently put. And I hope that our listeners are inspired to, you know, pursue this intersection as well through that. But yeah, that being said, I want to ask you, how did you end up pursuing this particular interest in techpreneurship?
Mm-hmm. Great question. And actually, along the lines of talking about Affectiva, I've actually had the opportunity to become one of the Empath 2020 interns. So their internship program over the summer. And in addition to that, I'm also working on a new app called Sup to share your conversations better, especially in the midst of quarantine. And it's really hard to just socialize with people. So it's been so fun to be able to spearhead both tech and business through these initiatives. And I want to pass that question on to you, Megha. How did you end up pursuing those interests of yours?
Yeah, I think first of all, what you're doing is super, super cool. AI has, you know, always been one of my interests as well, and it's been amazing learning more from you. But for me particularly, I was mainly spending a lot of time in high school on product development for my product, Switch It, which is a water-saving device. And that kind of inspired me to get more into the business side of it than I ever had before, because now I had to get my product out there and basically check its viability. So not only was I competing at science fairs, you know, getting scholarships to sponsor my patents, but I was also joining national business organizations and just growing my network. And a lot of what I learned from there and a lot of people I met from there kind of fed into the people who helped me in speech and debate. And then the people who helped me with Science Fair and STEM Expo and vice versa. So it's just interesting how cyclical that became.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And just to, you know, both hear you talk about that and see you throughout high school progressing on that track has been amazing. And I'm sure, speaking not only for myself, but for our audience, we're going to be so excited to stay tuned for everything you end up accomplishing and doing in this world. And since we're wrapping up here, I wanted to give a little bit of a teaser or a little bit of just an intro to our audience of what our Technolo3 segments are going to look like. So Megha, can you start us off with that?
For sure. So for anyone who is new to our podcast or the way we work, basically we have this segment called Technolo3s. And Technolo3s are three startups that Sarah and I have each identified as basically being emerging startups with amazing technology. So I'll begin. Since we're a little short on time, I'm going to make this brief, but we only have one startup each today that we can discuss. So basically, the one I have been following for a while now is called Copia. And this is a really cool startup because it addresses food insecurity, which is an issue I'm really passionate about. but it was created in 2016, actually by a then Berkeley student by the name of Komal Ahmed. And it focuses on redistributing food waste from large events, restaurants, and hotels to food-related nonprofits. And they use a really cool matching algorithm to basically match businesses who need to give away food to people who really need it.
And on that note, how has Copia had to cope or adapt to COVID-19?
Yeah, love the pun, by the way. But yeah, because of COVID-19, of course, there are people who aren't eating outside. But due to this, Copia has started this program called Dine with Dignity. And they are taking food from restaurants that is still left over, like ingredients from restaurants that are left over by the end of the day, and giving it to homeless people. And they've served 5,000 people so far.
That's an amazing story, Mecca. And to briefly share my Technolo3 startup, it is Steth.io, founded in 2015 by Dr. Mula Moody. And it is basically a new startup in telemedicine. And I wanted to highlight this startup because it has this piece of stethoscope-like hardware that actually can perfectly integrate into our phones and detect the frequency shift in our voices. So if you're anywhere from 300 to 600 hertz, this could actually be a sign of coronavirus-induced pneumonia. And so just really interesting to see how technologies and startups today are working to address real-world problems once again.
It's honestly so insane to me that, you know, that voice shift can basically show whether you have coronavirus or not. Thank you for sharing. But yeah, with that, we're going to wrap up this very brief introduction. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Our next episode is about the recent congressional trial of four of the largest tech companies in the world. And you'll find out more about that next week. So see you then.